What's up, everybody? It's your boy High C. You guys know what today is. Not only is it hump day, it's No Boundary Sports Talk Day. I'm joined by quite possibly the sexiest man in STLR. We got Derek Fugers in the building. How you doing?
That's debatable.
I mean, I guess Johnny gets some people in the DM too.
All right. I'm just letting you know. That's debatable. You're in the running for that as well.
I think Zach got me.
No, I don't believe in that knowledge until Zach plays golf with me again.
When he actually wants to go to the gym with your boy and he works out a little bit.
Yeah.
He gets a little buff.
Yeah. All right.
He's been scared lately.
He has been scared of the golf course as well.
Maybe his blood sugar. Hey, you know what they say.
Hey.
You see who's his golf partner been?
My boy Snow.
Tony Snow. Once you go black,
you don't go back.
So you
I'm in the rearview mirror.
He ain't golfing with you no more.
Hey, man. You know, sometimes it's like that, man. Sometimes it's like that, but I still love him.
All right.
Deep in my heart, he'll be my first.
Your last.
My last.
Your everything.
My everything.
All right.
This
is No Boundary Sports Talk, though, man. You already know what the deal is. Man, it's been a wild week in sports since this weekend.
It's crazy, man. We had a controversial CFP final voting. A lot of people are upset. Florida State fans being one of those. Me and Craig obviously have a thing or two to talk about that. We got some sneaker news and we got some NFL stuff to get into as well.
And I think people might even be surprised about what I'm about to say.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree, especially coming from a Miami fan.
Hey, ACC versus everybody. We'll get to that shortly, though.
Before we get off, I wanted to give a big shout out to the Booker Tornadoes. Booker Tornadoes did not get the victory on Friday night, falling to the Cocoa Tigers 41-3. It was a tough game, man. It was really a tough game. And the score didn't really do it justice on how the Tornadoes played. Tornadoes did play a good game. They played great defense. Their senior offensive lineman, Hunter, the dude was just, he's going to play D1 football somewhere. The guy, Craig, they couldn't block him. The young man, they just couldn't block him. He was in on almost every play, chasing the running back down the line. It was just incredible to see a guy with a high motor who's going to go to the next level and have a great career, and I'm looking forward to it. But the Tornadoes, you know, they just couldn't get it done on offense, and it was really tough to see because they've had a great season so far. And, It was a tough game, and Cocoa Tigers, you know, they've been dominant since 2008, won 5 state championships, defending state champions this year.
It wasn't a scrub team by any means.
No, this is a really good Cocoa team, and Booker had plenty of opportunities. They had 3 turnovers in the game. They had opportunities to get into the game. It's just, unfortunately, I'm going to say it was some bad coaching calls, in my opinion, and it was just some tough turnovers and things that happened for the Tornadoes as well. But a big shout out to them on their season that they had. Nonetheless of what happened, in my opinion, it was a hell of a season. Making it all the way to the Final Four as the 7th seed in the playoff is absolutely incredible. Each one of those young men should be very proud of themselves. And it's going to be tough to see the seniors go. JoJo Booker, Shia Booker, you know, Noah, a lot of those guys who I've seen play these last 4 years. It's going to be tough, man. It really is. But I'm looking forward to the future and what Booker's got to come. And a big shout out to the Venice Indians and the Cardinal Mooney Cougars.
A lot of great teams around here this last year.
Both punching their ticket to the state semifinals. And I would not be surprised if both of those teams come home with a victory. So, like I said, last week we had 3 teams in the Final Four. And 2 of those 3 out of the 3 teams made it to the state final. And we will definitely keep you posted on that and let you know who's going to get in the win on those one. I believe those games are next week, if I'm not mistaken. So, or this week, I'm sorry. This
yeah, week. It's, you know, we don't have a lot going on with the sports around here with the football teams because they got all wrapped up. Basketball season around here is underway, though.
Basketball season is on the way.
Shout out to my boy Perry.
Shout out to the Booker High School girls Booker basketball School. Team, Lady Tornadoes, and the Booker Boys High School varsity team. So looking forward to basketball season as well. Moving on to the sneaker news, Jordan 11 Gratitudes are dropping this Saturday on the Sneakers app. If you got the Foot Locker app, if you got the Champs app, you need to go make your reservations right now. You can make your reservations, you get the head start. They come out this Saturday at 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. on the Sneakers app and on every other app. So if you're looking forward to these shoes, these Jordan 11s, you make sure you are prepared and you're ready to go because these will sell out probably. I'm sure the stock number is high. And I would not be surprised if you do see some sitting on shelves. And that's not because they didn't sell out. It's because there's a lot of people who reserve the pairs and just don't go pick them up. So those shoes get left and they put them on the shelves.
Well, I think also some of it's a lot like me and you. I think a lot of the, since they are kind of capitalizing on the bot situation and kind of, I think, filtering that a little better.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
People like me and you that may try to get the shoes through two or three different sources, where maybe if you hit a pair on the Foot Locker app and the Champs app, but then maybe you hit on Sneaker app, which is usually if you hit on Sneakers app, you're just going to take that shoe because it's already direct shipped to you.
Yeah, of course.
Well, the other ones you would have to go pick up.
Yeah.
So I think you're seeing a little bit of that, and I think they're finally getting a little bit better with, you know, making some of these shoes that you know are going to be people are really going to want, make them accessible to everybody.
Absolutely. Jordan 6 or Jordan 11 Gratitudes, like I said, dropping this Saturday. If you don't know what they look like, I'll give you a little sneak peek to all the people at home on the FB Live. I just got to get a picture of them because I'm not signing on the Wi-Fi here. I don't know why I'm not. But here they are right here. They're a nice shoe, man. They're definitely a nice shoe. The resemblance of the Jordan 11 DMP, the DMP pack where the Jordan 11s came in that with the gold Jumpman logo and just no mesh upper. It's going to be all leather. So, again, nice shoe.
I'm still torn between those or the reverse Grinches.
Reverse Grinches, baby.
The reverse Grinches are going to be the shoe for me. But you know what? Though, if I didn't have the Holy Grails, I wouldn't even. That's why I'm those are like, eh.
Yeah, 100%.
I got the Concords.
100%. Real quick, going into the gaming world, we got the first official look at GTA 6.
I haven't watched the trailer yet. I've been tempted, but I wanted to hold off.
The one thing I love about it is they added a whole bunch of viral videos that's happened in Florida, and they incorporated it into the game.
Nice.
So, like, it's definitely going to be a Florida game, that's for sure. Breaking YouTube's first day record, over 100 million views.
Did they have Flock of Seagulls playing in the background of the trailer like they did for
Vice City? I'm sure they did.
I'm going to have to check it out.
They had gators walking into gas stations, gators getting pulled out of pools, a girl on the roof twerking when she was going down Miami.
You know what they didn't have? Gators going to bowls. Booyah! Oh,
this guy right here. I like it. That was nice.
Hey, did you see the meme I put in the group the other day?
No.
It was the...
I might have. I just don't remember.
The Ashley Furniture... Take your ass home.
Oh, yeah.
With Gators versus Colorado. Yeah. I'm gonna try to pull that up real quick so I can show everybody on the Facebook Live.
Going to the college football, man, it was a crazy, crazy freaking weekend. A lot of people was looking forward to seeing what was going to happen in that top four. Honestly, Georgia shaking it up, losing in the SEC championship is really what's done it in for me. And, you know, Florida State obviously not getting their nod into the Final Four. Sit your ass home. Deion said they will be there next year.
What, to the Take Your Ass Home Bowl?
No, not to the other one.
To another bowl?
To the 12 one. He said he's going to be a 12. That's what he said, dog. That's what Deion said.
I don't know if they get there before Miami does, and I don't know if we're going to be there next year.
But
we
got
a quarterback.
Obviously, big things happening. Yes, Georgia not making it, losing to Alabama. And a lot of people said if Alabama won that game.
I thought Georgia was a shoo-in.
Regardless of what happened. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I didn't think they were going to lose to Alabama.
Okay. So you thought, and we had this conversation last week.
I thought Georgia was the team to beat.
We had this conversation last week. Talked about this game. We talked about how I thought Alabama could win it, and you did say, but you did think Georgia was going to dog walk, and I was like, I could see that definitely happen. It was a fight, man.
That made me look stupid.
It was definitely a fight. And then FSU, ACC champions.
Speaking of Georgia.
12-0 on the season, 13-0 if you want to get technical, and not making it, putting two one-loss teams
They should do the UCF, bro.
And over the undefeated Florida State team.
By their own rings.
What if they just didn't show up to the bowl game?
Listen, I seen a meme that says something about that, right? And I'm actually going to pull it up right now so I can quote
protest it.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Don't show up. Don't. Like, fuck you. I'm not showing up to this shitty-ass bowl game, even though it's the Orange Bowl and I'm playing Georgia. I'm really looking forward to it just because I want to see if FSU can talk the talk. If y'all were that good, we'll see how you are against the former number one team in the nation.
And this is I don't know if it's like an actual real report or whatever, but it could be. It says, Florida State fans want the team to boycott the Orange Bowl this year. Accept the bowl bid and let the kids go have a blast on South Beach for a week. Get in the extra practice. Take the bowl gifts.
Get all those free gifts, yeah.
The player travel money and the per diem. On game day, go warm up and jog out of the tunnel like always. Then just don't play. Stand on the sideline until Kirk sends it down to Holly Rowe, where Mike can tell her that since the games don't matter, the players decided they don't want to risk injury. Then let ESPN scramble for programming and have to pay back the millions and ads they sold for a primetime matchup. It will also force the ESPN talking heads to address the issue when there are actual consequences.
Ooh!
Then...
That's a hell of an idea right there.
I have another little tidbit that I found, because, you know, this was a huge topic all week.
My dad's an FSU fan. He said he's boycotting college football.
Listen to this. Only two conferences matter right now. Florida State has a decision to make. So, obviously, this was...
I seen this one.
This was put in, like, a Florida State fan group.
Yep. I seen this one.
Georgia.
SEC.
Michigan.
Big Ten.
Washington.
Big Ten.
FSU.
SEC.
ACC.
Oh, ACC.
Oregon.
SEC. I'm sorry. Big Ten now.
Big Ten. Ohio State.
Big Ten.
Where's Texas going?
SEC.
Where's Bama?
SEC.
Where's Missouri?
Big Ten.
SEC. They used to be
Big Ten. That's right. That's right. That's right. SEC now.
Penn State. Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Mississippi. Oklahoma.
SEC.
LSU.
SEC.
Who owns the TV rights to both of those? The four letter. Listen.
Who makes the voting for college football?
Pretty much them. Or their staff members. Are there any other sports guys out there that aren't associated with them? I mean...
You're telling me they weren't going to put no SEC team in the fucking college football final?
Listen, so you know how when certain things get brought up in life, like, and I've told you about when it comes to, you know, people always, like, the news always tries to hype up racism. And I'm always like, bro, the only color that matters is green, as in, like, money. That just proves it to you right there. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, whatever, because obviously there's those banners and stuff in football and all that. But to do what they did when it has been, it's almost like not only do they do it just to be bitches because they suck on the SEC's dick so hard.
So hard.
It's also like, in a way, I feel like setting up the justification, like, not that anybody was protesting against it, but the 12-game playoffs, because it's like, oh, see, because things like this might happen, blah, blah, blah. That's why it's such a better system, which in all actuality means 12 bowl games that are a lot more meaningful, and guess what?
More money. Yeah, it was definitely tough to watch it, just because I knew Alabama was going to make it. You then win the SEC championship. When was the last time SEC champion wasn't in the fucking in the Final Four?
I felt bad for them genuinely, though, because here's the thing. Anybody who knows me, first and foremost, I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan, followed by the Michigan Wolverines, which they're the number one team in the country, so that's not even a topic right now because they obviously didn't get snubbed. But even how they did everything leading up to it, right? Georgia goes toe-to-toe with pretty much Georgia Tech and rivalry week, right? Michigan gets an impressive win over Ohio State. But yet Georgia stays number one. And it was almost like they were praying and hoping that maybe the Texas game wasn't as much of an ass whooping as it was.
Yeah.
Or maybe it,
so they can move Texas up even more.
Or no. So because listen, they would. I feel like they had it set up to where if Texas would have stumbled or even had a close game, instead of Georgia dropping so far, they would have put Georgia and Alabama 3-4. I have a feeling.
Ah, so you're saying if Georgia would have lost.
If Georgia would have lost, maybe like Texas would have lost, or would have been a close
and
game.
And then you would have dropped Georgia from 1-4.
And then moved Bama to 3. I could have so seen them
could
doing
that. Could
you
imagine that, bro?
And
it's blatant nowadays. They don't care.
No, and it's
they don't care.
It's unprecedented. Nobody has ever in the history went undefeated and not made it, you know, been in contention for the championship game.
I agree with
you. It's ridiculous.
I genuinely do feel bad for Florida State.
And like I said, this is coming from a Miami Hurricanes fan. And here's one thing I will openly state too, and people who know me and have had conversations with me about college football, I will tell you straight up. When it comes to your team playing my team, I'm rooting for Miami. Obviously, when it comes to ACC play, all that stuff, whatever. When you come to bowl season, you don't play people in your conference. You play other conferences. So it's always, for me, ACC versus everybody because that's kind of how they go by how, like, strong your conference is because – and that's the thing.
Kelly cheers for Big Ten teams, you know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. We were 6-4 – I believe, against SEC teams this year. Oh, but you play lower tier guys. Oh, but y'all are supposed to be the number one conference in college football. So shouldn't your lower tier teams beat our medium tier teams? Because guess what? Texas A&M, from their standpoint right now, looks like a lower tier team, but Miami's not blowing things out the water. Hell, the guy who beat your team ain't even going to be on our team anymore because he lost his job to a dude who broke his arm against Florida State.
Facts. Who was a freshman?
So, out of those 6 wins, Miami accounted for the Texas A&M win. And against the Big Ten, guess what? We're 4-3. So, that means we're 10-7 against the 2 major conferences.
My whole thing about the one thing with Alabama that I did agree with, they were 3-1 in versus top 25 teams, and that one loss coming against Texas. And that's one thing that I didn't like about Florida State was they didn't play the toughest competition this year. So, but my other argument was, well, if Jordan Travis was such a significant injury and that's one of the reasons why you kept him out, why isn't he getting the Heisman?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Because like, because that's what it sounds like to me. He's
technically the
he's the MVP of that team. So shouldn't he be in the Heisman race?
So Scoot chiming in. He said the FSU was totally robbed, and we do agree with that.
Yeah.
And back to your Travis Hunter.
Jordan Travis.
Or Jordan Travis. the situation with that. And they were trying to say because, you know, FSU was on a third-string quarterback. Yeah, but Rodemaker would have been back.
And they were winning, Craig.
And their defense has basically
they haven't let 30 points up all season long.
They've been the number one defense.
Haven't let 30 points scored on them all season long. Beat the crap out of LSU convincingly, who the fucking quarterback for LSU is in a finalist for the Heisman. I mean, and Norville said it best. They battled every bit of adversity, faced it, and won every single fucking time.
The only team...
like
in college football right now that has probably faced as much adversity as them or more, it's probably Michigan with the situation with Harbaugh not coaching like what the first 3 or 4 games and then obviously missing those last 3 because of the suspension of the Spygate or whatever they want to call it.
People comparing FSU to that TCU team, not even close. Like Florida State is a fucking good team.
Everybody knew TCU.
When healthy.
But they knew TCU was going to get dog walked. Anyways, they let that happen, and didn't Washington get dog walked by somebody like a couple years ago as well?
Yeah, but I think this Washington they saying Washington's gonna fucking get whooped by Texas.
They're
saying Texas is gonna put it on Washington.
Does Texas got a good defense?
Kinda.
I feel like Big 12. Well, they're gonna be SEC, but They're a big offensive style.
We got two SEC teams in the Final Four.
Basically.
Like always.
Basically. Just like they
No, ain't no basically. We're in 2024 already.
Pretty much, yeah.
When that game, when those games are played, guess what day, guess what year is going to be, Craig?
And you know what else?
2024.
And you know what? I'm just going to throw this out there because we're talking about college football, but I feel like they try to say, like, oh, we play lower tier teams and this and that, but like, okay, so if you want to go Big Ten, right, who's your pretty much predominant teams that are over there? It's always usually Michigan,
Ohio State,
Iowa,
Penn State.
And Penn State. Those are like your four pretty much dominant teams. Every once in a while, you'll have a pretty good Michigan
those
State team.
Those four teams are always in the top 25.
Wisconsin's put out some
year.
Good teams every now and then. So it's not like it doesn't happen. But those are your four powerhouse teams. And the other teams like might hit you in the mouth because they are tough teams. SEC, Florida, Georgia, Bama, LSU. That's your top tier guys.
Trying to see if you miss anybody. I mean, Kentucky's all right. They've been pretty consistent these last few years.
Kentucky's been decent.
They're in and out of the top 25.
But I'm just saying consistent, like solid power. You know,
every year.
Every year.
I don't know if you could say Florida's that team anymore.
Not anymore, but they have such a history previously.
History helps keep them around.
I feel like it keeps them relevant. But I mean, hell, even South Carolina's had some good teams here and there.
Yeah, absolutely. When Clowney was there.
And then now the ACC is a little bit weaker because I'm not going to say that they have four like powerhouse teams. It's Florida State and kind of Clemson, but Clemson's kind of down in the Miami area right now. So really, Florida State is the dominant team there.
Clemson's on the downfall, man.
Clemson's on the downfall, and Miami's trying to get on the rise.
Been trying to get back on the rise.
North Carolina's looked solid the past couple of years, but then they kind of stumbled later in the season.
When was y'all last 10-win season?
I think the year when we were ranked fourth for a little bit.
Was that Duke Johnson years?
Might have been.
When y'all lost to Teddy Bridgewater in that one bowl?
When we got Mark Richt from Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I think
okay.
Like his
no,
first
that's,
year.
Wait, that was before that. Or after that.
I think it was like his first year.
Remember we went to that game? What bowl was that? We went and seen Miami versus Louisville, and we seen Teddy Bridgewater play.
I think it was the Citrus Bowl.
It was Teddy Bridgewater was quarterback. Duke Johnson was running back. Philip Dorsett was the – and these were obviously two different teams. A lot of NFL players in that game.
Pretty good.
A lot of NFL players in that game. We were right there, right behind the Miami bench.
Watching them warm up on the
bench. Wow, those tickets were the best.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my man, High C.
What's up, Ralphie? How you doing, bro? Hope you're doing good. Johnny don't come in here and talk sports, bro.
Yeah, Johnny don't even know what sports is.
Yeah.
He'd probably try to fuck it if it was a sports, yeah. I don't know what that means, but you know what I'm saying? It sounded good.
It did sound good.
It sounded good. But yeah, Florida State definitely got screwed, and we'll see, man. We'll see if they can hang with Georgia. We'll see how good they are. We'll see if that defense is good enough. I would love to see them protest that shit, not play it. I think that would be awesome. But if they want to play it, let's see how good you guys really are. Let's see if you not having your really good Heisman candidate trophy or Heisman candidate
quarterback.
See how good you guys really are. Let's see how good that second string guy is. We'll see.
We'll see how good that defense is.
Absolutely. Because Georgia ain't no.
I'm interested to see. And, you know, I think Michigan was kind of hoping for Florida State to make it.
You know what? Are you reacting to that video? To the video of them reacting to Alabama? You know what I think that was? I think it was just a damn Florida State didn't make it type of reaction. I don't think they're scared of Alabama.
No, I don't think they're scared. I'm saying that I think they were hoping.
Okay, I thought you. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking that they. I kind of feel like it was more of like a shock because I think they were expecting Florida
State
to make it.
Everybody was.
Like, what?
I could see you putting a one-loss Texas team over a...
I hate Alabama.
I think a lot of people do.
I hate Alabama.
I think a lot of people do.
Like, I'm praying that the Michigan Wolverines dog walk the shit out of Alabama.
This would be the time to do it.
Hey, your boy... That running back?
Blake? He's going to be a hell of a player.
Obalake?
He's going to be a hell of a player. He's definitely going to go in the first round just because the dude... What was he getting, like 25 carries a game?
Something like that.
I mean, that one game, what was it, against Maryland when y'all just ran the hell out of him?
Yeah.
Had the bloody nose?
31 rushes in the
come on, bro.
Second half.
The dude is incredible. He's a hell of a running back. J.J. McCarthy might be a fucking Patriot next year.
We have somebody chiming on the Facebook Live, a gentleman by the name of Steve Fogarossi. Georgia is going to whoop FSU, he says.
Listen, Steve, you might be saying that because you're partial to Atlanta, Georgia right now because you're now a resident. But I feel like we'll see. I mean, I know you don't like Florida State because of your love for the Gators. And I feel like that has a lot to do with it. And I feel like you're saying that because you have a buddy who's giving you tickets to the Hawks game. I think he's a Georgia fucking season ticket holder. So you might be saying that just because he might be watching. I think you might want to cover your tracks. But listen, I get it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And you're cheering for the SEC as well. You're an SEC groupie.
This Steve guy actually has a very good question for us.
What's he got?
Do you guys like the transfer portal or is it a problem these days? I like it. To me, it's like free agency for college football.
I'm kind of like on the fence on it with that and the NIL money. I really am. I'm all for these kids, you know what I'm saying, making money off their name and their likeness. But it's like some of these kids are getting paid too much money. And then going to the – and I feel like that has a lot of influence on the transfer portal, in my opinion. So I feel like it's about whether you can get a better deal at another school. So let me go into the transfer portal and go to that school. Because think of like – what was it, 1,037 players into the transfer portal after the second day? 1,000 people.
Maybe they go there and they don't like the coaching staff, they don't like the situation or whatever.
I mean, but that's what you're recruited for, though, right? Like, you're recruited there to learn about the coaching staff and shit. I feel like a lot of
these... sometimes coaches change or things don't...
Well, I feel like coaching changes could be one of them, and just I think a lot of coaches just flat out lie to your face.
They probably do
about your playing time and what you're gonna do there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all about getting you to the school. Once you're to school, they don't give a shit about you. And the program, the movie called The Program.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Remember when they're recruiting him, and they got the band out and the cheering, and then he comes there and he's like, "Wait a minute, where the fuck was all that?" He's like, "We got you now." So it's like, we don't give a fuck about you. We did all that shit to get you here. And I think it's the same way when these guys get to these schools. So, I think a lot of these guys are going in. Like, it was a shocker to see the Ohio State quarterback.
Well, I think there's a magnitude of different things as well that you could add into that. Because, like you said, it's like, we got you now. But I think that some of these guys, when you're, like, top recruits, different things like that, you do kind of get that quote-unquote special treatment. And when you're used to being the big guy on campus, well, now you're a guy on campus with a whole squad of guys that used to be the guy on campus.
Well, I mean, that's why I hate it and love it, because, like, sometimes a player just needs a change of system for them to actually do well. I mean, we've seen a lot of guys go to completely different schools. And, I mean, we've seen that the receiver from Alabama who transferred from Georgia last year. You know what I mean? It could take just a change of school for a player to be a whole other player. One thing
I like about it, too, though, is like if you're a young guy coming out of high school, maybe you go to a school, you know, maybe it's going to take you a year or two to get on the field and really get some significant playing time because whoever's in front of you.
Depends on if you're a true freshman.
But maybe you just don't like that school. Once you go there, you figure it out. Maybe you really, it's, you know, maybe the weather, whatever, you're not really liking it. Maybe you want to go back home or something to a different college.
Look at Jerron Glover. He's at Michigan State. That whole controversy at Michigan State went down.
And now he's leaving.
But in my opinion, that's a good reason to leave, because it's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? The coach who just got me here is fired over some bullshit controversy. So now I'm going to ride out, which shit like that I agree with, but like, a lot of these kids just chasing the money, transferring, going to a different school just to chase that money.
Probably are. And Steve got a very good point. He said, I heard like 85% of 5-star QBs transfer colleges. That's crazy to me.
Remember a few years ago when we were covering Booker basketball and stuff, and we were playing the Rams, and they had that one kid who was a senior who was on his fourth different high school.
Yeah,
it's becoming the normal now, man. It's like that in high school, too. I mean, we were talking about that after the Booker game, and we were like, oh, man, I wonder how good they're going to be next year. I mean, they're losing a few good seniors, and then someone was like, well, you got to count in for the transfers that are going to come in, too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. We can transfer schools now in high school.
Yeah.
So it is kind of crazy. It is kind of ridiculous at the same time. But, you know, I feel like a lot of these kids, just like you're saying, they want to play and they're promised playing time and they go to the school and they don't play much. And then that helped provoke their decision, like, you know what, I'm going to go to a different school.
Yeah.
Telling me I'm going to play there, too.
And it's just like, you know, yeah, that's a very good stat from Steve. But like you said, if you're a five-star and maybe that guy that you thought was going to graduate ends up coming back or whatever, because Ewers, I believe, from Texas is coming back. And they were talking about how
Arch Manning, yeah, he's dipping. He's definitely Arch dipping. Arch
Manning might be dipping out.
He's definitely dipping
so, out. So, you know, maybe, hey, I don't want to wait around another 2-3 years. When I know what I got, I can go start. Arch can walk into Miami right now who needs a quarterback and start.
100%.
And I'm just throwing them out there because that's the team who I know the most.
That needs a quarterback.
But, I mean, you could probably say the same thing for Florida State or even probably Florida.
Yeah.
He could probably walk on and be their starter. Shout out to my boy Kyle. We got Kyle from Down Under in Australia tuning in.
Dang. He said, what's up? Kyle, you know who the Shetmates are?
He probably does.
There are these two brothers that make these videos, and they do, like, the voiceover of the sports shit. It's the funniest shit.
Steve says he's not talking shit this week until after the win. Is he playing one of us? He might be playing me.
Well, it doesn't really matter about me in any of the other leagues because I'm fucking not making the playoffs besides one, and that's the one that I'm in with the California people.
I haven't even checked my thing yet.
So yeah, I'm
He said he doesn't know about them, Derek.
Who?
Kyle.
You don't know about them? Okay, bet. Look into them. They're pretty funny.
All right.
They're pretty funny. But yeah, fantasy football is just a downfall for me this year. The last 2 years at Honeycrest has just been absolutely dreadful. Just absolutely dreadful. Just terrible.
Oh, Zach just brought it to light. Philly plays Dallas this week. That matchup.
I'm going to go ahead and give you my lock of the week right now.
I forgot.
Give him my lock of the week right now.
You won't.
Give me the fucking Cowboys.
Wow.
Give me the boys for the lock of the week, even though my lock of the week last week was wrong.
Wow.
I picked fucking the Broncos, and they almost won, but the Texans beat them.
And I picked the Texans, didn't I?
You did. No, you said you were going to, and then you changed it to somebody else.
I forgot.
But give me the boys to beat the Eagles at home this Sunday. You heard it here first. It's happening. Watch.
Wow. Your brother says, is Dak the MVP? Is he high?
They're saying Brock Purdy is going to win MVP.
Nah, man. I say Tua is doing better than him.
I disagree. I think Tua's terrible.
Man, you a hater.
No, it's not that I'm a hater, Craig. Like, I just, the videos that I've seen, like, there was a dude on Twitter talking about this most amazing touchdown pass that Tyreek Hill had because he had to adjust and catch an underthrown ball by Tua.
So I would have said Jaden if he would have beat freaking Kansas City, but man, or Jalen, my bad.
The one thing I don't like about they're saying about Brock Purdy being MVP. It's because, like,
he's not the MVP, though. The defense, if Christian McCaffrey's the MVP.
Bro, Debo Samuel had, like, 100 yards after catch last week, Craig. Like, I'm sorry, but that has nothing to do with your quarterback. That has everything to do with the superstars that you have on the team, like Debo Samuel, George Kittle, and fucking Christian McCaffrey. And we're not even talking about Brandon Ayuk. So, that's why I don't fucking think. I'd just rather you give it to fucking Patrick Mahomes again.
I mean, my lock of the week is Green Bay.
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. They play the Giants.
You got to get an easy one in there, man, huh? I was hoping the Panthers were going to beat you guys, man.
No, oh, that's why I picked Detroit over the Saints.
That's right. That's right.
He busted
right,
my balls.
That's
about
right.
It.
Like, yeah, because nobody fucking thought that one was going to be wrong.
I mean, a lot of them seem pretty much locked this week, though. Dallas and Philly is the hardest one.
Yeah. Give me Dallas.
I mean, you got Tampa Bay and Atlanta. I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole because Atlanta's probably going to beat, I don't know. You know what?
I'd rather if y'all let Carolina beat y'all. Because it helps us with the number one pick.
I'm tempted to take Indianapolis over the Bengals.
Bro, I don't know what it is about the Colts, but when that motherfucker with that mustache takes the helm, bro.
Gardner Minshew, baby.
They fucking play so hard. You know what? Hard.
I'm taking that for my lock. Gardner Minshew.
Taking the stash?
I'm going with the stash.
All right.
Indianapolis Colts.
I like it. It's so wild, bro. They play so
well.
And
the Bengals balled out with Browning, so, I mean, it ain't like it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be a good game.
Did you see that?
I'm interested to watch this.
Did you see that stat?
What?
One of the starting offensive linemen for the Bengals
mm-hmm.
played high school football with the starting quarterback, Browning, and won a state championship together. Now they're playing fucking NFL football.
That's awesome.
On this, bro, isn't that
fucking
cool?
That's cool as shit. That's dope.
Like, your boy.
They probably be talking about that. Like, bro, who would have ever thought we'd be playing for the Bengals together?
Your boy that you won a state champ. Like, bro, that camaraderie, like Steve will fucking tell you. If Steve would have won a state championship, bro, these dudes are still like his brother to this day. When we seen them fucking not too long ago, they gave my dad the hug. You know what I'm saying? Like, they. Could you imagine if you won, though, bro? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And now you're playing fucking NFL professional football together. You're both living out your dream together. That's wild. That's wild. But yeah, I like the boys, man. I like the boys. I like the boys. I love how I was watching Buck That Podcast every Monday night, just so you guys know. And every time, all Zach would have to do was just look at you laughing for him to know that somebody said something on the Facebook Live. And I'm now seeing what he said because clearly someone said something and you reacted to the laugh. Because
now Zach's like, Mahomes and Otto ain't winning it this year.
I see you did the commercial. I see what you did there.
And what's cool is you. I can put the comments on the little Facebook now. I love it, man. Okay. People can see it.
Okay. I tell you one thing. If Kirk Cousins was playing, we're giving the MVP to Kirk Cousins. That's who we're giving it to. Zach's probably like, man, hell yeah.
Steve has a great point.
Let's hear it.
If Tyreek gets 2,000 yards this year, does he have to be the MVP?
Fuck yeah, you give him the MVP.
And you know what?
Because he's the reason why the Dolphins' offense is relatively good.
I'm honestly tired of quarterbacks always being like the go-to for MVPs because if you have a lights-out year at the best of your position, like I just feel like it always goes to the quarterback. Like, if a linebacker has a career year, why can't we acknowledge that and give him an MVP or a defensive end or a safety or whatever the situation may be? Like, yeah, there's certain levels of certain things, but why is always the quarterback? Oh, well, he threw for 4,000 yards. Well, yeah, but 4,000 yards is the freaking norm now.
Craig, you know who leads the league in yards after catch?
Tyreek
fucking Hill. I mean, he's number one in receiving. He's number one in touchdowns. And that's not because he's getting little dink and dunk touchdown passes. This dude is scoring from 40 yards out most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure half of his touchdowns are 30 plus yards out. Like, that's the reason why I brought up that stat about Tua, about him constantly throwing underthrown balls. And Tyreek has to make the adjustment to catch these balls. Like, that's what makes him so good, in my opinion. And you're absolutely right. You got to give him the fucking MVP. If there's no quarterback who's absolutely... And we're down to Brock fucking Purdy as our fucking last option?
Yeah, Brock...
Like, are you fucking kidding me? I'd rather you give it to C.J. Stroud and let him win fucking MVP and Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
but
C.J.
You know
Stroud
that's not going to happen.
C.J. Stroud is way better than Brock Purdy. I'll go on that. But we do have somebody chiming in. Joey Sullivan on the Facebook Live says...
My boy, Tyreek
for... MVP for sure. Who do you guys got out of the Bills and Chiefs? A couple weeks ago, I would have felt more of a lock saying Kansas City, but man, the way they looked against Green Bay, that's going to be a tough one.
That's a tough game, man. That's another reason why I didn't want to pick that
game. Didn't the Bills have a bye week last week?
They did. They did have a bye week coming off that tough loss to Philly, and Joey was at that game. My boy was a Bills fan in the fucking bet.
Man,
I don't think he wore much Bills gear though. Joey, I need to hear about that. I need to know how they treated you, bro.
Do they have good Phillies in Philly, or is that just a myth? Is it really legit?
He'll let you know, too.
It's like Geno's and somebody. Geno's or Pat's.
Oh, you're talking about the subs.
The subs.
I thought you were talking about the blunt wraps.
No. No. I'm talking about the cheesesteaks.
See, I'm losing weight. I'm not on that fat kid mentality no more.
You did the same thing during Buck That Podcast. Y'all talked about it.
Because it's right there. My elbow be hitting the hydraulics, the little hydraulic system on the desk. It be tripping me all the time.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I want to say the Bills, man. I really do, just because I don't think the Bills are really that bad of a team. I think they played some really good teams, and I don't think the Chiefs – the one thing that the Bills do have that
– they did look a lot better.
They have a good defense, and I think their defense is good enough to help get pressure on Mahomes, force him out of the pocket,
it's
and have him force
Kansas
some throws.
It's at Kansas City, I believe, isn't it?
Well, I don't really care where it's at. The Buffalo Bills, they play well regardless of whether it's on the road or at home. I'm still baffled that they lost to the fucking Patriots this season.
I mean, they're 6-6, so they kind of, if they're going to make a playoff push, they got to turn something around
right now. Got to do it right now.
I think the Bills got the most on the line, and coming off a bye week,
I think they're going to be very well prepared.
Hopefully, all of y'all were sitting around the table watching Green Bay and what they did.
I think that's going to be the blueprint.
And you know what? Jordan Love is somebody who I think that, I see why they moved on from Aaron Rodgers. And if they get that man a little bit better protection.
They had a lot of trust in that man.
They tied up that defense a little bit more.
Their defense is actually pretty
good. It is pretty good, but I mean, it's.
Pat Mahomes had 210 yards with two interceptions.
Maybe get him like a big weapon, something.
Yeah, I think the receivers that they have
are solid, but
are good, but they're not that guy.
Yeah, they don't have.
They need that guy. Like if you traded Devontae Adams back to there right now,
they need Marvin.
They can't get him.
Yeah, he too high.
They can't get him. I fully expect if the Bears get number one, I fully expect Marvin Harrison Jr. to go number one. I don't think the Bears are totally sold on selling Justin Fields, to be honest with you. I really don't. I think they like him. I think they like the things that he does. And I think they need to get him weapons. And I think Marvin Harrison Jr. could be that weapon for them.
Listen, we'll see. I think it's going to be interesting come draft. And we'll talk a little draft talk. And I'm down to even start doing when we get a little closer and get more towards April. Hell, we can do some mock drafts and do like the top 10. And then maybe the next episode do like 11 through 20.
Well, hopefully by that time the Patriots got the number one pick. I'm hoping the Carolina Panthers go on like a two-game
winning streak.
We tried
to help you. We almost helped you.
I'm hoping the Panthers go on like a two-game winning streak and the Patriots just continue to lull. We just lost Ramondre Stevenson probably for the rest of the year.
Listen, the Bucks may help you out. We played Carolina the last game of the year. We may help
you. I need
you.
Y'all.
We may help
you. I don't think the Patriots are going to win another game this season. Not
hopefully the Bucks don't.
Not one other game.
I'm pretty sure Zach picked them, and I picked Atlanta.
We had our Super Bowl when we beat the fucking Bills. Sorry, Joe. I'm sorry, buddy.
And Chris Flick said, "Fuck the Bills." Fins up.
Ah, Tua sucks. Chris, I might need that ladder, man. I'm gonna hit you up. Just want to let you know, I got you here right now. Might as well tell you.
But Tua still sucks.
Tua sucks. It's all Tyreek.
According to Derek,
it's Tyreek, Devon Aiken, and fucking Raheem Mozart.
Listen.
Those are the fucking people who are making Dolphins good.
Guess what?
Not Tua Tagovailoa.
He getting me fantasy points, though.
This dude tried trading me Tua for Dak.
Who's Dak?
Baby got Dak. You know who the fuck I'm talking
baby
about.
Baby got
my
Dak.
My lock of the week, baby.
You got a baby Dak hanging between your legs.
You ain't lying, especially when it's cold out.
When it's cold outside.
Baby,
like today.
It's cold outside.
Is Joey from up there in New York?
He's got a lot of family. His dad is from up there.
Oh, but he lives here?
Yeah. Okay. I went to high school with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I went to high school. My mom.
I thought he was up there.
Mom.
I'm about to say, damn, we over here talking about this cold.
Nah,
he probably
nah,
like,
nah,
show
nah,
him
nah,
a beer.
He's from here.
I just pulled out a beer from the snow, boy. What you mean? That's one thing I do like about Michigan when I go there and visit my family. It's snowing because you can go to the store and you can get a drink. You plop a couple like sodas or whatever.
Beer, motherfucker, because we know your ass don't drink beer.
No, blunts only, baby.
Blunts and bongs and bitches. Facts. Three B's.
Zach said Tua is a dog. You're high.
Zach who? Kearney?
Yeah.
The non-golfer?
The golf specialist.
The non-golfer.
You and I know he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about because he ain't watched him fucking play not one time. Don't make me start sending you highlights of all the underthrown balls that motherfucker's throwing this year. Don't make me.
Who, Mac Jones?
Don't even get me started on that back foot throwing motherfucker.
Or Bailey Zappi.
Don't even get me started on that motherfucker either. We're really probably taking Drake May or Caleb Williams.
I don't know if I have that much time for you to get on this on those subjects.
You know what? I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
He said Tua is a top 10 quarterback.
All right, I'll give you that. That's fine.
Chris Flick said that Tua is the most underrated quarterback in the league.
Listen, Chris, you got the number one receiver in the fucking world right now. All right, let's be real. And Jalen Waddle ain't no scrub neither. He ain't no TLC.
Scrub.
Because I don't want no scrub. All right. Don't go chasing waterfalls, all right?
All right. Do the Bucks keep Baker or do we draft a quarterback?
You got to draft one. And you know who I like for y'all?
Jaden
McDaniels.
All right.
I don't think we need a quarterback like that.
Do you have the time to listen to me?
No. Yeah, I do.
So do you think we should get rid of the whole coaching staff?
Fire them all.
What about the Patriots?
Complete rebuild.
What about the Patriots?
Complete rebuild.
Bye-bye, Belichick.
Listen.
Will you tweet him bye-bye-bye? Is that the Backstreet Boys?
I honestly think Bill's tanking. I think the reason why Bill hasn't been fired yet is because he's told Robert Kraft his plan. We're going to take the rest of the season. We're going to move on from Mac.
Mac and cheese.
And honestly, I don't even know if we're going to move on from Mac. I think we're going to keep that motherfucker's fifth-year option, draft the fucking quarterback in the first round, or take Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. I really don't know what's going to happen.
We fuck around to find out.
I know one thing, though. Bill Belichick cannot be in charge of the draft no more.
Okay.
We need a new GM. We need a GM.
I know a guy.
Who you know?
I know a guy.
What's his name?
His initials are DF.
I would have no idea what to do. Because I'm torn between taking Marvin Harrison Jr. and taking a quarterback or signing like a vet.
You need a quarterback.
I agree.
Probably both. You need a vet and a draft.
Yeah, but it's like, I want a vet who, like, I'd be cool with signing a Kirk Cousins in the offseason, drafting a J.J. McCarthy in the second round, and picking Marvin Harrison Jr. number one.
Joey said y'all just need more weapons around Mac.
Joe, you're not wrong, bro. You're not wrong. I don't think Mac's that bad of a quarterback. I think our offensive line is shit. He's running for his fucking life. And I think that has a lot to do with his confidence. I did see a tweet the other day that said that the Patriots didn't do their homework on seeing if Mac could battle adversity. Because think about it, bro. He had Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, and fucking Devontae Smith he had to throw the ball to that year. He didn't have to battle no adversity that year. So that's one thing they didn't really get to check on and see about him. And it's showing that he doesn't look like he's handling it really well.
Well, you got to have players around him, too, to make
you got
to
have plays. You got to have an offensive line who can block for more than 1.6 seconds, Craig.
Facts.
So, that's all I got.
Man.
It's a good show.
It has been a good show.
It was a good show.
Definitely got some good interaction. I would like to see, I'm actually rooting for Tyreek to get 2,000 yards, and I'd like to see him be MVP.
Me, too. I would love to see a non-quarterback win MVP. When's the last time we've seen that? What's the last time? Has there ever been a fucking MVP of the league that hasn't been a quarterback?
Back in the day or something, maybe like Adrian Peterson when he had that 2,500 yard.
Yeah, he did. He did win MVP, actually.
Maybe Megatron when he had that crazy
year. I don't even think he did. I think Tom Brady or Peyton won it that year.
What about that year when Moss went off?
No.
With Tom Brady. Tom Brady won it, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Tom Brady won it.
That was a question your brother asked earlier. I didn't get a chance to get to it. What did Moss win it that year when he?
No, he didn't. Brady. No, he didn't. Tom won it that year, because Tom broke the touchdown record. Both of them broke records, but
Joey also says your offensive coordinator is trash.
Bill O'Brien's outdated. You're absolutely right, bud. He is outdated. That's one thing I don't like about Bill. Bill's got too much loyalty to certain people. That's one thing that I've been an advocate on about.
You have.
he's got too much loyalty to certain people. With Matt Patricia last year and Joe Judge, like, why the fuck are you bringing two dudes back to run your offense when they're both a special teams guy and a fucking defensive coordinator? I'm so confused.
You know what I just thought about?
No fucking idea.
There's no football on Saturday. What is
a rinky dinky bowl? No, probably the toasty or the fucking.
No, I don't think they start till next week.
The Pringles Bowl.
The freaking Save-A-Lot Bowl.
Or the ODL Bowl.
Okay.
Or the R&L Bowl.
Or the Zach Kearney Bowl.
The Zach Kearney Bowl is a tough one.
Okay.
He don't golf in that one, that's for sure.
Hey, isn't your the new course about to open up?
Bobby Jones Golf Course, baby. Ooh! It is in pristine shape, boy. Oh, my God, bro. It gets me hard every time I see that
course. You get a goner.
I get a goner.
Okay.
100%.
That's a golf boner for those of you who don't understand.
I get wet so fucking easily when I see that grass.
They do got some pretty nice looking restroom areas. I've seen both of them. One on 17th Street, one on Fruitville.
It's just a matter of time before we touch that course, baby.
All right.
Zach, you better be there that day.
He's going to be with Tony. Sorry.
I guess it's just me and Rob then.
Y'all should do a skins game.
I would. Me and Rob would whoop their ass.
Okay.
Zach knows that.
Okay.
He don't want no part in that.
He don't want no smoke.
I'm pretty much better than Zach nowadays because he don't play that much.
He don't want no
smoke. Allegedly. He probably plays with Tony on the side, but he hates us realistically.
All right. Is that a challenge?
He says Tony's in fucking Jacksonville at the Jacksonville Jaguars games, but like I think Tony be photoshopping the shit and they really be playing golf together.
Okay.
Like that's really the
I think
BL.
He just has a helicopter, so he plays golf with Zach and then flies.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we shop owner, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds legit.
You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. That's my guys. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? I'm gonna say fuck the SEC. Big Ten, you all right, because we might be coming over there one day. But fuck the SEC and fuck Alabama and fuck the NCAA.
I'm just glad we're moving to 12 teams next year so we don't have to worry about this. Because ain't nobody going to give a fuck if 12 and 13 or 13 and 14, who the fuck's getting in. You know what I'm saying? Four, it's a little bit different, but 12, 13, I can't wait to hear this.
Shout out to Dirty.
Okay.
Who I didn't know was even...
My boy Dirt McGirt.
Who I didn't even know was chiming in. My boy Dirty Dave, Philly fan, says, fuck Dak.
Woo! Baby got Dak, Dirt! Baby got Dak. Boys by 10. Boys by 10 this Sunday.
Ooh. What's your score prediction? 24-14? That's 10.
Cowboys offense is good. 34-24.
34-24. Boom, there it is. You heard it first.
Call me Vicky Valancourt. Because watch, it's going to be spot on. Remember from Waterboy?
Yep.
When she calls it, my dog's going to win 24-48. How'd you get up to that guess? Guess. It ain't no guess. It's what fucking going to be.
All right. With that being said, whoop, there it is. I'm your boy, High C. That's my boy, Derek. And this was another No Boundaries. Thank you all for tuning in. Peace. Yeah.